Well, hello, and thanks again for calling in to Fountain of Life. Brother Jeff here, excited about God's Word. I hope you're excited about God's Word. People get excited about the last thing they saw on TV or what game was won by what sports team or how much they wanted a lottery or at a gambling house. But, you know, as people, I see people in love with their little screens of their phones and computers and TVs and all the other garbage. I'm just getting excited about looking at the pages of my Bible, fellowshipping with God through His Word. You know, this is where life is, and that's where I want to live. I want to get the latest text message from the Bible. Hallelujah. That's what I find great. Well, we've been looking at five things we're not to fear. Number one, we looked at man. Number two, false gods. Number three, reproaches of men. Number four was sudden fears. And the fifth thing I want to look at in this little subject lesson we're learning over the last days, this is the fifth day I've taught on this, I want to look at a thing man is not to fear as commanded by God, and that is a thing called persecution. Persecution. What does the Bible say about persecution? I think very much. If I would just ask you, what do you know the Bible says about persecution? You know, what scriptures would you come up with? Well, as I thought of this, I think of right there in the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5. It said, "Blessed are ye when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. For great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted ye the prophets which were before you." It says when you're persecuted, you're not to fight back. You're not to retaliate, but you're to leap for joy. You're to be glad that you were counted worthy to suffer or to be reviled on for the name of Jesus, for your testimony of Christ. What a blessing it says it is. As we go to Timothy's letters, Paul's letter to Timothy, it says, Timothy, everyone, all that shall live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. Don't be afraid. If you live godly, he said, you shall suffer persecution. One man said, persecution's coming to America. But I say unto you, my friend, persecution's here if you want it. Live godly. Speak the truth in love. And people will hate you. They will persecute you. I can attest to that. They will. You shine the light on in darkness, you will find persecution. You'll find salvation occur. But with that, you'll find opposition and persecution. Let's look at a verse in Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Let's look at this verse. There are letters written here to seven churches in the first part of Revelation, like in chapter 2 and chapter 3. And there was a church that was called Smyrna. And it was a faithful church. God was happy with this church. And I think you ought to hear what he says to this church about persecution. Okay, chapter 2, verse 8 through 11, we'll read. "And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which was dead and is alive. I know thy works and your tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of these things which thou shalt suffer." Okay, God is telling them right there they're going to suffer But he says, don't fear the things you're going to have to suffer. He's not going to necessarily deliver them from these things. Christians do suffer. He says, fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Listen to this. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that you may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. My friend, Jesus told them, don't be afraid of the things you're going to have to suffer. He said, some of you are going to go to prison, and you're going to be tested, you're going to be tried, you're going to be there 10 days, and then you're going to die. He says, be faithful unto death, and I'll give you a crown. Is the prize of the crown of life more valuable to you than the price of a little suffering? It should be, my Christian friend. So you're not to fear persecution, but embrace it and trust God. Some get delivered, some don't. But you will know Christ in your suffering and in your persecution. Paul said it this way, oh, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. That's the word of God for you today. Listen to that. Believe it, and fear God, none of these things that shall come upon us. Let's be real Christians today. It's Brother Jeff thanking you for your call. If you'd like to leave us a message, 099 will open the voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. Bless you.